So in honor of women's health and well-being, a NIA dance workshop is on offer every Saturday during the month of August. And a portion of the proceeds are going towards Cancer South Africa. If you've ever partaken in a NIA dance experience, we would really like to hear from you. I've never heard of NIA. I mean, I have heard of NIA before, but I've never experienced it personally. If you Google it, it says NIA dance is a combination of classical movement, forms of martial arts, Tai Chi, Taekwondo, and yoga, Alexander technique, that I've experienced before. I've had an Alexander technique class, and Duncan dance. And it's safe for any fitness level. So you don't have to be super fit to do it. And it's also known to be very healing for the body and the soul and the mind. So for Women's Month, every Saturday, there will be a NIA class happening, and all the proceeds are going to the Cancer Foundation in honor of women's health and well-being. And we are now getting on the line, Mia Steyn, who is a NIA practitioner. Welcome to the show, Mia.
Hi, Bianca. Yes, lovely to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. And I know that you've already done a class this morning. So thank you for making time for us on a public holiday to talk to us about the project.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah, we just finished with a cancer fundraiser in Stellenbosch. And so we were about 45 women coming together dancing and just celebrating being women and being alive. And it was just absolutely fantastic. So I feel like I'm still riding on that wave.
That's amazing. Tell us exactly what NIA is and how it benefits cancer survivors in the healing process.
Yeah, so NIA is it's a fusion fitness. It feels like a dance class, but it combines dance arts, martial arts, and also mindful movement. It's also a lifestyle practice. So a lot of the stuff that we do is based on sensation. So not necessarily what it looks like, but how does it feel? So we look at using the physical body, the mental body. We use a lot of imagery, the emotional, and then also the spiritual, which is not necessarily anything religious, but it's to do with your unique expression of the movement. And I think the biggest reason why we can also use it for healing anything, and even if you're going through a process of healing from cancer, is that you can adapt it to your body's needs. So it really is something that you can adjust to wherever you are, even if you're in perfect health. Even if you're an athlete, we've got the whole a range of movement, if you will. And then we don't feel the same every day, right? So you can come to a class feeling in any which way, and by the end of the class, you'll walk out feeling better, because that's foundationally what we do. It's about the joy of movement. And then obviously, we can get all scientific and talk about dopamine and endorphins and serotonin and all those things that's also released when you move and you do something that you love to do, that you enjoy doing.
It's liberating, isn't it?
It is, and I must say, I mean, I've had many conversations with psychiatrists and psychologists and people in the healing industry, and not a lot of people know about NIA, and often people with mental health also, they would refer their patients to Qigong or yoga. And those are fantastic, fantastic practices. I do both of them myself. But it is the emotional expression that is also so incredibly healing. And it's how do you connect to the movement? Well, how do you give it personal expression so it's meaningful and purposeful to you?
A little
to
bit,
feel better.
Bit, yeah, yeah, exactly. A little bit like, how does the movement make you feel? I want to just ask you, when you hear the word dance, I mean, for people who, you worry, is there choreography? Are there steps? You know, like with yoga, there's the warrior pose and, child pose, all the different.
Yeah.
Is it the same with NIA? Is there a range of steps you have to learn, or is it more free?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely form and freedom. So we do have 52 moves. And the beauty of the moves is it's also, there's no pressure on you to embody it quickly. The more you come, the more you do it, you embody it over time. But the beauty of it is it really connects to the whole of the body. So really from the feet, and we also dance bare feet.
Okay.
So from the feet, we've got 27 base moves. We have movements for the core, which we call the pelvis, chest, and head, and then the upper extremities and the hands. And we even have a move for the head and eyes, you know, especially in this day and age where we get fixated on screens. Mm. It's one of the nicest things to do, just to actually sit back and look around, you know, look close, look far. So it's all mindful. It's all holistic. And there's basically a reason why we do all the moves. But the embodiment, there's no pressure to kind of get it, you know, in your first class. It happens over time, and it's easy to follow. So we have both the form, but then obviously we also have the freedom that kind of balances it.
Okay, so tell us a bit about your relationship with Cancer South Africa and what you're offering this Women's Month. So if people are listening, they can find you.
Okay, great. So every Saturday in August, we are doing fundraisers. So NIA teachers across South Africa are basically hosting in their studios and also online. So if you're not close to one of the studios, you can actually join them online.
Nice.
And I mean, it works out less than 100 rands per class. And all the proceeds will go to cancer. So for instance, this Saturday, we've got in Observatory, we've got Shelley doing a class. All the classes are happening at 9:30 this coming Saturday. And then we've got Zoe in Linden Studio Life. And then we also have a in-person collaboration happening in Kirstenhof in Cape Town with Dee, Jenny, and Gail. Late in the month, on the 20th, I'm doing it at Lawrenceford in Life Retreat in Somerset West. And then we also have a couple of classes happening at Studio Kairos in Johannesburg. And so, as I said, anybody can join. I mean, you don't have to have experience with NIA. Just dive in and just experience it. And whilst you're doing it, you're actually contributing for a good cause.
And how can people find you? Is there a website? Yeah. How do you book your place?
Yeah, so you're welcome to just go to niaafrica.co.za, and you can find the event listed on the website. They can also contact me personally, miastain2@gmail.com, and then I can just direct people where to find it. Tickets are available on Quicket. So when you click on the link on the NIA Africa website, they'll actually find all the links for all the different classes that are listed throughout the country.
Now, to finish off, Mia, we want to take our listeners on a little bit of a NIA experience, because some of an element of NIA is also a meditational side. Is that correct?
Yeah. We definitely have a lot of mindful movement and practices that we incorporate.
So we want to invite listeners, just for the next minute or so, to experience a bit of NIA with Mia Steyn, who is a NIA practitioner and the event organizer. Just to end off, to have a little bit of grounding on this Women's Day. And I'm just going to hand over to you, Mia, to take over.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you're joining in, Bianca.
I'm joining in.
Okay, so if you're not driving and you're in a space where it feels safe, I would suggest you take off your shoes if you can, if you're in a space where you can do that. And if not, that's perfectly fine. And I want you to actually just tweak your posture. How are you sitting? Just maybe move around a little bit in your chair if you're standing. How can you tweak your movement or your posture in this moment so that you feel better? What little thing? It doesn't have to be a big thing. What little thing can you adjust? So if you've taken off your shoes, maybe just feel the earth underneath the soles of your feet. And just relaxing down into the earth. And also, if you're not driving, you can maybe turn your palms up. Just notice how your shoulder joints opens up. Just resting your hands maybe on your lap. And then just smell the moment. Just take a nice sip of air through your nose. And a sigh breath out. Maybe you can do that another time. So you can really feel your body just soften and relax. And then if there's any movement that you would like to do now, maybe just moving your spine or rolling your shoulders back, or maybe you've been sitting the whole day, you can just stretch your arms up, connect to that sensation of flexibility, almost like you're yawning, you know, like you're waking up in the morning. Just imagine you're stretching your whole body. The whole intention is just to feel better. And just close your eyes for a moment if you're not driving. And then just take a moment to turn the corners of your mouth upwards, like you're smiling. And just feel how that feels on the inside. It might feel a little bit silly at first, but then you'll feel that sense of opening, that sense of joy spreading throughout your whole body, every little cell in your body, uplifting and just feeling better. Relax your jaw. Maybe sit back a little bit into your shoulder joints, your shoulder blades, touching the back of the chair. Feet relaxed on the earth. Let's take one more breath in through the nose. Sip the air through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. Just arrive. And then last little bit, bring your hands to your heart. And then just take a moment to practice some body gratitude, giving thanks to your body, supporting you and taking care of you. Even when you don't always take care of it, just practice a little bit of body gratitude. Thank you, body. And if you feel better, you can say, thank you, body. I feel better.
Thank you, body. And thank you, Mia. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was really great. I hope that
awesome.
We brought a smile to a couple of our listeners today. Thanks for your time, Mia Steyn, NIA practitioner. And if you want to take part in any of the NIA dances that are being offered over Women's Month, you can go on to niaafrica.co.za and click on the link.